Part 12, Chapter 2. Johnny lay in a coffin at the near end of the morgue. The lid was slightly propped open to give him air and an interior view. On the outside roof, a button camera brought the exterior scene to a hand viewer resting beside him in the dark confines. He was dressed in chinko blue, but he wore moccasins, the better to speed him today. For today, in the space of just 2 exact minutes, he had to cover certain exact grounds and do very drilled and exact things, and do them in an exact time, or the whole project would fail and he would be very dead. And Chrissy and Patty would die as well. And all the Scots and others left on Earth. He heard the transshipment area control tower warning horn for the incoming phase.
Motors off! Stand clear!
The humming came on. The ground vibrated. The coffin lid trembled. The humming built up and up. Suddenly, 200 new incoming cyclos appeared on the platform along with their baggage. The humming dropped. A faint vibration remained.
Coordinates holding and linked up with second stage.
The whole area came to life. 1 hour and 13 minutes would elapse now until they fired back to Cyclo. Personnel department members were herding the incoming draft off to the side and getting them in line. Turl eyed the assemblage. The last time a draft had come in, he had had a bad shock, and now he wasn't taking any chances. He was half expecting to find a new planet head in this lot, somebody to replace Kerr, and he might have to think fast. He walked down the line, not looking at baggage for contraband. He was just looking at faces through their domed transport helmets, checking off the names. 200. More of old Numph's nonsense to get as many on the swindle payroll as he could. Turl went down the whole line. He breathed a sigh of relief. No replacement here for Kerr. Just the usual gutter sweepings from the slums of Cyclo, plus an oddball junior executive and a couple of graduates from the mine school. Routine. Not one in the lot that could qualify as a planet head. All a bit lethargic. No agents from IBI, either. Turl raised a paw to personnel, and they divided some off for waiting transport planes destined for other mine sites, and some to berthing here. They loaded them on flatbeds with their baggage, and they were gone. That was a relief to Turl. He approached the morgue, that blasted horse of the animals that was always hanging around the compound, was grazing in back of the morgue.
Get away from here!
Turl yelled at the horse and made paw motions to shoo him off. The horse looked at Turl indifferently, and when Turl went to open the door, it came even closer. Turl unlocked the morgue door and threw it wide. There were 10 coffins lying there, ready to be scooped up by lift machines. He checked for the small X marks on the covers. Nothing like taking precautions. Every lid had its little X mark. He patted one of them fondly. He took a deep breath. Maybe 8 or 10 months from now, he would be digging these up some dark Cyclo night in the isolated and dreary cemetery on Cyclo. And it would be riches, riches, riches. Power, power, power. The fruits of his project were hard won. They wouldn't be that hard to spend.